Are you saying that if we decide today that the case can proceed forward, that we are saying that each legislator can be interrogated in a deposition?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm responding to Justice Pariente's question about what evidence you took
into... I see those totally different as totally different issues.
I understand, and they may be. And in fact, there's a case pending in the first DCA right now on the congressional side. But what I'm responding to...
When we start mixing those, I mean, we become really muddled in what we're really talking about. As I understand it, it is the jurisdiction of the trial court, a circuit court, to proceed with an action that's been filed there claiming a constitutional violation. That's what we're dealing with.
Absolutely. That's what you're dealing with
here. But that's where the direction of this litigation is going, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
To be able to take discovery on intent, isn't that the direction that's going?
Yes. Then they've requested that, and the court has denied that pending an appeal in the companion congressional case on that very issue, but they actually set people for deposition, and those were later canceled based on the events that happened and the appeals that are going on, but that's exactly what they want to do. I'd like to respond also to the claim that these were different claims. These are, you can look at the complaint, which is in our appendix, and you can look at your opinions. They're precisely the same claims, and what their argument is that they're different because now they're going to present more evidence. But let me also clarify that it really doesn't matter for purposes of prohibition whether they're the same claims or not. They could have filed claims based on the 26 districts that they did not contest in apportionment two. That still would be prohibited because it's still within the jurisdiction of this court to determine those issues, and they should have brought those claims in apportionment one, really, which this court said, you can't now bring new claims even in apportionment two. You bring them all at once. And that's the constitutional design. That's why the Constitution provides for all adversary parties to be heard in that proceeding. And that's why you issued an order saying all interested parties, file your comments, file your brief, whoever wants to come. That's what it's designed to do, is this is once and for all. We're only going to do this once every 10 years. We're not going to do this once every 2 years. We're not going to do this for the first redistricting after the census, and then now go on and carry on your trial court actions.